go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
There was some very good, sound advice from our healthy, happy, functional listeners. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, we don't have a lot of those. I just like fighting other people's battles. And I like drama. Someone said, you're toxic. When will you go away? I hate your face.
His family.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Jill Zarin, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Allie is here today. Now, Allie, is your last name Zarin also?
It's Shapiro.
Oh, it's Shapiro. Okay,
morning.
So I'm glad I didn't say it. Yeah. Hi. Welcome.
Hi.
Allie has never been on radio before.
Never. First
okay.
time.
The reason we put you on mic today is that you were so funny talking shit about your mom at coffee that I'm really hoping that you'll, you know,
spill
once in a while.
Yeah. Well, it's Mother's Day, so.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so
special day.
Okay. Is that why you guys are, why are you here in L.A.?
I'm here for your show. I did Adam Carolla's show. I did Heather. I came out to promote our...
I love how you say it's for my show. So you're
on a
promoting
press tour.
Yeah, you're on a press tour.
It's all you.
But it's all for you, John.
I'm all here for you. But Adam Carolla, Heather McDonald.
No.
Amy Phillips.
To make it worthwhile, right? To do three. And to visit some friends.
Are you promoting Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip? Is that what you're doing?
No, not yet.
Okay, because that was release date now.
It was coincidental. I mean, I'm happy to promote it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
so it's June 23rd. Peacock.
Yes, and they're going to drop three episodes, so that's exciting.
Mm.
Of course, I asked if I'm going to see it first, and no one answered me, so I don't know if I'm going to see it before anyone else.
So they're dropping on my show, which is June 10th.
Congratulations.
Hollywood Housewife. They're dropping three because the first episode, there's so much setup that it really doesn't get moving till episode two. So that it's like a marketing strategy. They drop three because they want you to stay and watch two and then get hooked.
And you're on Netflix.
No.
Amazon.
Amazon Freevee. So basically, it's on two platforms. Basically,
okay.
Freevee with commercials or Prime without commercials.
Oh, I'm Prime.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
of course you
there
are.
There you go.
Of course I am.
Now, were you able to figure out your Sirius XM subscription? Because I know...
it's troubling. I'm sure listeners know this, or I didn't know this. So we sold our car last week. And I thought that my Sirius subscription...
No, our listeners didn't know. Congratulations.
No.
What kind of car was it?
I didn't mean that they knew that. What I meant is when you sell a car and you have Sirius, that you lose Sirius when you sell the car.
Well, right.
Other people may know that. I didn't realize that. I thought I paid for the membership because I do pay, but I lost it. So I wanted to hear your show because you had Julia Hart on this week.
Yes.
And she said that she talked about me and I wanted to hear what she said. So I couldn't open Sirius, so I needed to call for help. And in my phone book, I have a Sirius phone number. And I call it, and they said,
Alyssa?
Radio Andy.
Now, you're about to go live, right?
Like, in 30 seconds.
No, she's
and
like, Radio
calls.
Andy.
I pick up, I'm like, Jill Zarin, what are you doing?
And I'm like, oh, I think I have the wrong number. And she's like, no, are you Jill Zarin? I'm like, how do you know that?
Caller ID, babe.
Caller ID. So, you asked me if I wanted to go on Amy's show live right there and then. And I'm sitting at the pool with Allie, you know. And we're like, sure. Sure.
I'm like, I'll get you customer service, but meanwhile, I'm going to put you on the air.
I still haven't fixed it, but I'll
and
get to it
Amy
when I get home.
Opens the show saying, we have Danny Pellegrino and Jill Zarin is joining us live. And then after you're so sweet, you sent the actual number for customer service. So thank you.
Yeah.
So we guard that back line, you know, like we're very protective over that back line.
Oh.
So I'm so glad we gave it to you and you can just call whenever you have issues.
Trouble
at all
with your Sirius XM.
She
called the 800 number though.
Oh, she did.
Yes.
Oh, she did.
Yes.
That is really.
Oh, now Jill doesn't get the back line.
No, I don't have a back line.
Well,
I
not
want
now.
Line.
Not now.
Whatever she wants. It's not working in my car.
Oh my God, I was so embarrassed.
So you and I were talking about because you have all these new products now coming out, right?
I do. We
on JillZarin.com. So I mean, I love the rugs. I'm a huge fan of the rugs. We have two in our, I have two in my house right now. But you were talking about, you know, you're going to start doing handbags and all of these things. And we were talking about, you had said, like, you know, you work hard. And I said, actually, you work hard. And I will tell you who doesn't work hard, which is the, do we call them sanitation engineers? What do we call them? The trash guys.
Oh.
Trash
That's
guy.
A really nice way to put it.
I
call them trash guys.
I think it's fine.
I think, yeah.
Sanitation
well, from what I understand, they make, they're paid very well. So we have, so I am very, like, I'm very organized with the cans, right? So
it's
a little OCD.
It's unreal. His trash cans are cleaner than, like, my house. Like, it's no yeah. joke.
Okay, so I have two black, a blue, and a green.
You they're have four?
All, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're all out in front of the house, and I do, like, distance them, you know, certain many, whatever, inches from each other. It's nice.
That's
and
called
the reason,
OCD.
But I also I'm also very considerate of parking, street parking. So I try to, like, you know, I try to edge them over to my driveway so that way someone could still park in front of my house if they want to, because I'm a considerate person.
You are.
Now, the trash guy doesn't like that. So yesterday, he parks that big fucking truck in front of my house and starts laying on the horn.
Are you serious?
Okay.
I've never heard of that in my life.
And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And you'd think it would let, like, I thought he was just honking at somebody in his way or whatever. Continues to honk, continues to honk, continues to honk. I said, Shane, what the fuck's going on out there? He goes out. He said that my cans are too close together and that he can't
lift them.
So get out of the fucking car and move the goddamn trash can. It's your job. Instead, he makes us
separate
them. I'm a sanitation engineer.
Because he has a claw.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. why.
And he can't get the claw. But get out of the car then. Get out of the truck. It's your job.
Well, he should have been nice and said, I'll take care of it today, but next time, would you mind just making it separate?
Well, how would I have known unless he laid on the horn?
That's true. And what if you weren't home?
Right, he could have left.
How long would he have stayed there?
You're absolutely, because it was a long time, Joe.
He doesn't know how long you were home.
Right. He had no idea.
Right.
Like, how long were you going to sit out there?
Yeah.
Until, neighbor came and moved
it? Was there one guy on the truck or two?
Yeah, just one.
That's the problem. You see, there used to be two, a driver and a guy who picked
it up. On the back. Remember the guy on the back?
So if it's only a driver, it's harder for him.
What, to put it in park and get out?
Yeah. Because he's got I kind of feel sympathetic for them. I do, because they have a lot of houses to pick up, and those streets are so narrow.
Not this street.
No.
My other house,
Your other house it was.
Well, during COVID, we were the nightmare. We had thousands of boxes.
Oh, we're
tie-dyeing masks in our own home, so they had a lot to deal with.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm just so annoyed by that. I'm annoyed. No, don't. I mean, you don't have to apologize.
I feel bad that you're annoyed about it, but I kind of understand that he wasn't nice the way he delivered the message, for sure.
Right.
But he does need to have room to get the claw.
I mean, honestly, if he rang the gate and we were on the intercom, he's like, "Hey,
I'm
trash guy.
How are you? How's your day? Just so
you're,
you know,
so handsome, by the way.
You're so skinny. Oh my God, gain some weight. Can you space out your cans a little better for me? Thank you.
That
I'd be like,
different
here's
outcome.
A bottle of water. I'll make you a coffee. Do you want to stay for a drink? Whatever.
Different outcome.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I kind of want to call the guy's boss. I kind of want to.
Of course
he might
you
have been,
do.
You know what? He might have been having a bad day.
Let's
give him the benefit of the doubt.
It's not about the cans.
He might have been having a bad day.
Oh, not
childhood
about the cans.
Trauma. Yeah.
Okay.
Who knows what's going on in his life?
Well,
before
Jeff
the age
so
of eight.
Into it, so.
I just couldn't believe it, how obnoxious it was.
It's a tough job.
Allie, when you were young, did you love to go on field trips with your classmates?
Yeah.
Yeah, Monroe is my daughter's 5. And I would think that she would want to go on field trips. But apparently, Gage told me yesterday that next Wednesday, the class is going on a field trip, and Gage called me and said, she can't be in school that day. I said, why? What are you talking about? Because your daughter doesn't want to go on the field trip.
Your daughter, not our daughter.
Yeah.
I just want to hear
whenever
this.
Like she's in trouble,
is
she's
it our,
my daughter.
Is it our daughter?
It is our daughter, but when she's in trouble, he says your daughter.
Okay.
So she doesn't want to go on the field trip with the rest of the class, and I'm like, really, why? I'm like, what is it? Because the problem is I don't know this because they send us so many emails that I don't read them anymore, so I have no idea what's going on. Apparently, they're going to get in these cars, and they're going to drive 45 fucking minutes to a strawberry field where they're going to pick strawberries. And I'm like, that sounds awful.
No, it doesn't. I think it sounds very nice for a 5-year-old to be able
to see. I think it sounds terrible. Dusty,
strawberry...
dirty, hot.
They have to learn that fruit grows on trees. It doesn't come in a grocery
store. Her back's
going
to hurt.
No, it could. Yeah. We just go to Bristol Farms. That's where we get our strawberries.
I know, but you know what I mean? It is, first of all, okay, your ex is completely wrong. Who is the boss? You guys are, Okay. The minute you listen, kids are always going to push boundaries. That's their job. And your job is to create those boundaries. And yes, they're elastic. And sometimes you have to be flexible. This is not flexible. Every other child in the class is going on the trip, and so is she. And she can't get away with saying no. Too bad.
Oh, I already told. I mean.
No. You're completely setting her up for disaster.
What are you talking about? She doesn't want to go strawberry
picking. Because she's going to think, in the whole world is going to listen. Because she's going to think that anytime she doesn't like something, she's going to get her way. And she has to learn that you don't always get what you want in life, and you have to learn frustration tolerance. And if you don't learn frustration tolerance when you're a toddler, you're going to be a very unhappy adult in therapy the rest of your life.
You're looking at him.
It's called being spoiled. And there are listen, all our kids are spoiled, but you have to pick and choose.
Allie, do you want to go strawberry picking?
Can you please?
Allie has an empire. She did fine.
Strawberry picking was not an option in New York City as a kid. That right. sounds great.
Well, yeah, by the way, she would have loved it.
We're in the middle of the city. It's 45 minutes away because they're going to have to probably go to Oxnard or something, right? They're going to have to. What?
And they're
going to
have
to go outside.
And she doesn't like the 101. She hates the 101.
Oh, yeah. It's not for her.
Too much traffic.
Yeah. Allie, what do you think? Be honest.
I think my mom just spent a day with her. Let's see what happens.
I just think it sounds awful. Driving 45 minutes, dirty field, it's hot.
You can't buy into that with her. You have to tell her it's going to be a great trip. She's going to have a great time. Strawberries are delicious. She's going to see how they're grown. Because, you know, think about it. She's 5. She doesn't know where strawberries come from.
Right.
And the drive is the funnest part.
She doesn't know where the apples come from. You know, potatoes and things
like that. She's
terrible
in the car
for
a long period of time.
But she's not in a car. She's in a bus with other kids.
I don't think she's in a bus.
And they're all going to suffer together.
Well, the next day in school, they're all going to be talking about it.
That's
and bonding,
right. And she's going to feel like she should have gone, and then she's going to blame you for not making her go. She wants you to make her go. That's your job.
I don't
she's
think
supposed
she does,
to say
Jill.
No. She's supposed to say no, and
all
you're
right,
supposed
I'll talk
to say
to her.
You have to go.
I'm going to talk to her.
Tell her Aunt Jill
today.
Said she has to go.
I'm
going to
pick her up from school today, too. I'll ask her about the field trip.
It's she not wants, an ask. She's not an adult.
Right.
She's not an adult. You're the boss.
All right, let me be honest with you. I also don't want to go on the field trip, and one of us is going to have to go.
Oh, wait a minute. You didn't say it's parents are required to attend.
Well, somebody's got to, yeah.
What do you mean? It's
someone's
got to
drive,
trip.
And I have a Zaddy wagon.
Wait, no,
I
no.
can get like 4, 5, 6 kids in there.
No, but I thought it's a class trip. Don't they have a bus?
I don't think it's a bus.
They have
I
car
think parents,
seats, though.
Yeah, they have car seats.
Car seats?
Yeah, because they're
she's
little.
5.
So they don't do buses, and I think until they're like in elementary school.
So the parents
school.
Have to go, yeah.
But you don't have to be the one. Have another parent take her.
I only have one other parent, Jill.
No. Aren't they going with other kids in the car?
No, I think
each child has
carpool.
To go alone?
Because they have car seats and they drive. Yes, we have to drive. I don't want to go.
I'll go.
Oh.
I'll go.
Oh, shit. My nanny's texting me right now.
Uh-oh.
She said,
oh, she'll go.
I really think she should go.
Oh,
see.
I'll
go.
Shout out Lisa.
Hold on. Is that true?
Yeah, swear to God.
Let me see.
Yes, swear to God. I really think she should go.
She'll
go.
She'll take her.
Thank you.
All right,
oh,
so Lisa
so
will
let
take
her. Take her. Lisa, good girl.
Okay, but I'm going to ask her today.
No,
I'm talk
don't
to
ask her.
Okay. But
do you have children?
I would like to know her reason.
And what do you think?
You should definitely make her
thank
go.
Thank you.
Okay.
I don't want to be alone here.
She is funny, and I kind of like interested to hear about her reasoning. So she'd already talked to Daddy Gage about it, but we'll ask her today at 2 o'clock when we pick her up.
Yeah. What happens when you get to say which daddy do you want to take? Don't give her that choice either.
I don't
either.
Get jealous like that. I don't care.
No, but I'm just saying that.
I hope she says Gage.
But that shouldn't be a choice either.
She's like, I'd love to see you.
That shouldn't be a choice.
Are we giving her too many choices?
Too many choices. I mean, okay. There is a thing like if she's getting dressed, you can give her 3 outfits to pick from. She gets to pick one of the 3.
Oh, no. I'm letting her. No. There's been lots of fights over outfits.
That's
right. Now I let her pick out her own clothes.
Yes, but you should give her options of 3. If it's taking too long. Cut it down to 3 that she likes, and she can pick one of the 3. Otherwise, if she can do it herself, great, great.
Jill, she has been picking out her own outfits, and she mentioned this the other day. She told me that when she dresses nice, the other girls at school dress nice.
It's not a uniform school.
No, but the new school will be.
Good. Much
and
better.
Betty,
Allie went to a uniform school.
What are you
laughing at? The young school.
No, I want to show her the she's
she
very
picked that
good
outfit.
At styling
oh, she's
her
so
outfit.
Beautiful.
She's so gorgeous. I can't even take it. Look at that face. She's absolutely drop dead.
Thank you. Now, you had tried to borrow her hairdryer the other day?
Yeah, so I went into her room because I was getting ready.
Shane lives with me 5
also,
nights a week.
I was also staying there. So then I came in and I was like, hey, can I use the hairdryer? She's like, no. I was like, no, please. Like, I take 30 seconds. Like, I'll just be right back. She's like, fine. So then I take it and I'm doing my hair in my bathroom and she walks in and I was like, oh, so how does it look? She's like, not great.
She's like, it's boring.
I wonder where she gets her charming personality from.
Exactly.
A little sassy.
And a little sassy.
I was like, I'm doing my best. Like, what do you want? I don't know.
And then she's like, because Zoila sleeps in the guest room on the weekends, and Shane is in the guest room during the week. So she's getting confused. She's like, whose room is this anyway? She's like, is it Zoila's or is it yours?
I was like, it's a guest room, so whoever's staying with you will stay here. And she's like, but you don't leave.
She's like, you're not a guest. You don't leave.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Are you and Zoila sharing a pillow? What's going on?
Yes, they are.
I mean, it's laundered, but yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's cute.
So the new school has a big fair, I guess. They're having it in Santa Monica at the pier. And Betty, a.k.a. Gage, has been in a very good mood the last few days. So we're going to try to go together.
Wow.
And take her to the fair.
And you guys are getting along?
We're getting along this week.
Okay.
Next week, who knows?
Okay. One day at a time.
Right. So they do have an adult lounge, which means a bar, which could help. So I think I'll just have to get a driver.
Okay. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And right. I think, and then
the most important thing, and I'm being serious, is that regardless of your personal issues, you have to have a united front. You can't argue in front of her.
We don't. We do not.
You have to be united.
We argue.
And sometimes you will not get your way, and sometimes he will not, and that's compromise.
I think he wants to push me off that pier, frankly.
Oh.
What? I heard there's a lot of sharks down there this time of year.
But I'm a strong swimmer, so we'll see. I don't know if he knows that.
I don't know. Well, he knows now.
Yeah.
Maybe he got his voodoo doll and he's just going to hit
but
you
I
right
do,
in the back.
I do believe he's probably got a plan.
Yeah.
Right?
He's been listening to the shows with Heather McDonald, where we've been trying to
Peter. You already did Heather's podcast?
Yeah, she came to my hotel.
Is she mad at me? Did you talk about me?
No, but she didn't say she's mad at you at
all. Okay, because
she loves you.
Well, what happened was is I had to cancel. You haven't been on her yacht yet.
I heard about it, though.
Yeah. So I had to cancel twice.
I know. But you had to go to New York for the upfront.
Okay,
it's not
so she
fault.
Mentioned it.
No, she's meant on her show. I listened to her.
What did she say?
She's a Patreon subscriber.
I listened to Patreon.
Was she mad? Was she mad? Did she say something about it? Do
not
I need
mad.
To call her?
No, not mad. Disappointed.
That's worse.
Okay, because
disappointed in you. Disappointed it didn't happen.
No, because this is what I heard from some Karen on my Instagram, that she's mad because after the book signing that I went to in Newport, I went to lunch with Shannon Bedore and Kelly Dodd, but it was early.
She didn't mention that on the show.
But I was out by 3 and home by 4. And so I told them, I said, I can't do like the 4 to 6 sunset cruise and then dinner after because I have to go to New York the next morning.
Right.
She was probably upset that you didn't invite her to that lunch.
But she was on, they were on the boat.
They don't get along though. I don't think, do they get along?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Who does she not talk
no,
to?
No, I don't, maybe it's Shannon. I don't
know.
Yeah,
I think maybe. Anyway.
Yeah, there was a lawsuit, right? Wasn't there a big lawsuit?
Yeah.
They don't talk, I'm pretty sure.
No, yesterday, I don't know why I was a little crabby yesterday, but I was sitting outside.
But by the way, can I just say, if you really feel that way, that you might have done something like, because you're feeling a little guilty, it sounds like.
I just want to explain myself.
Why don't you just send her flowers and an apology?
Do I have to go that far? Can I just send her a text?
It's $100 phone call.
It's $100. Send her a beautiful flowers or a cookie or something nice.
I'll just send her one cookie.
No, you can send her a big cookie.
Oh, okay.
Levan Bakery.
One very large cookie.
Do you know
Levan? That's all she wants, by the way. It's a large cookie.
Levan Bakery now ships worldwide.
Oh, they're opening in Los Angeles, too.
But they ship worldwide. Send her like 6 cookies or something and just say, you know, you're so sweet for inviting me. I'm sorry I couldn't come. I hope we can do it again. And she will forever be talking about it on her show. What a great guy you are.
Mm. Mm. I don't know. Until I fuck
up again. It's a business expense.
Right. And then you guys witnessed a little drama between Megan and I this morning.
I don't know.
Sorry about that, you guys.
No, apologies. I wanted to hear what happened. I was hoping you would save it for on air.
Yeah, I think we're going to, I will explain. Light. We're going to tread lightly.
Let's keep it light.
I'm going to tread light.
Okay.
Lightly. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after this.
Don't go away.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Start clean with Clorox. Because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
We are back with Jill Zarin, Ali Shapiro, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. Monday, Todd Lewis and Monica Casey will be here. I think Tuesday's Kelly Dodd and Rick Leventhal. Mm-hmm. And then it's just the rest of the week is Chumps, right?
Yeah,
because we're headed to Vegas on Wednesday.
Exactly.
Okay, Jill.
Wait, can I ask you a question? What podcast? On where?
It's confusing. What they do is they
That's
take,
what I want you to explain
they
to me.
Take one show a week, right? And they release it as a podcast.
Free.
It's smart.
Right.
Because then what happens is people listen to it
and
then
they
join
buy.
They
okay.
join then they call the 800 line.
844-35
Right.
Yeah. And
so
then they
so
join.
If I have Sirius and I'm listening, it's a repeat of a show. So I don't have to listen to that. But I should tell people
don't need to listen to the podcast because you have the Sirius app.
So you know
well,
what?
You don't right now, actually.
I feel like I should link
because you sold your car, but everybody knows that.
I know. Everybody knows.
Not
Page
that I
six.
Sold my car, but everybody knows when you, I guess I think people know when you sell a car you lose your Sirius, but whatever. I think that when I tag you, I should tag the free show. Because people who have Sirius already have it.
It won't be out for a little while. It doesn't come out until later in today.
Okay, but I'm just saying in general that I should probably promote
that. It's very nice of you.
So that way people, you get new people, right, who don't have Sirius. I want to bring you new people.
I think that was the point of all that. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Now, you also were very sweet at the break, and you said, well, I agreed with you that Monroe, I need to start telling her what she's doing, not her telling me.
Yes.
And you're right about the field trip. And she should probably go on the field trip, even though it's hot, dirty,
no, you don't have
dusty.
To go. Let Lisa go. Is her name Lisa?
Yeah, Lisa.
Let Lisa go.
Yeah. And you told me that I need to start calling you for
Please call me.
For advice.
Sometimes you need somebody who's not close because I don't know Monroe.
Right.
So it's easier for me to not be emotionally involved and
yes.
try to give you real advice
yes.
that isn't personal.
I'm a little distracted by your cap that says Bravo Babe.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Love. I have T-shirts.
JillZarin.com.
You know, I have the best swag for Bravo stuff.
Oh, you
I mean,
do.
It's not Bravo. It says like Orange County and then established. New York established. I'll show you pictures of it. It's on JillZarin.com.
Merch.
And then surprise, I actually asked Andy if it was okay. So on the new show, The Ultimate Girls Trip,
yeah.
I come a day late because it was a Jewish holiday. So I came to surprise them, like kind of recreating Scary Island. But this time I was hoping I wouldn't get thrown out. But because it's like breaking the fourth wall.
They let her stay.
Yep.
I wore a T-shirt that said surprise. So I wore jeans and a blazer and a T-shirt. So when I walked in, I went, you know, I opened my shirt. And I'm like, surprise. So like that shirt was selling. I'm trying to, you know, get fans engaged in the new show and excited.
Now, all this money you're making on JillZarin.com, selling rugs and bags and masks and all of this, you're buying real estate, right? Is that what you've been doing?
Well, right now I'm, you know, taking that money and putting it into our business. Yeah, it's going into our business.
Right, but didn't you just sell a house in Florida and buy another house in Florida?
I did. I'm trading up. You know, I wish, you know, Bobby, I loved to death. He loved where we lived and we stayed there 17 years. I like to move every couple of years and trade up.
Yeah.
I think that I would have done a lot better in real estate. And you know this better than anyone, flipping,
yeah.
right? So my parents live in Boca. I live in the same community as them. And I had a nice house. But if I'm going to be there, I might as well, you know, try to flip and make money. So I sold that house in this hot market,
yeah.
bought another house, a better house, and now I'm renovating it.
And don't you have something in the Hamptons as well?
I do. I'm just finished decorating my place in Sag Harbor.
Are you going to sell that or use it for a while?
We're going to use it for the summer. It might be too small. I bought a townhouse.
Mm.
And now that we're living and working together, it's very small.
Right, because we work together. I don't know if the house is big enough for us to work.
Right. And then don't you have also a place in Miami?
I have a place in Miami. Yeah. I know. I have four places. It's
and
a
New
lot.
York.
And then
it's
you have the New York apartment.
And New York. Oh, you would love my apartment. You have to come see it when you come to New York.
Well, I'm supposed to come for a week in June.
Well, please come over.
All right. So I want to mention what, so there was a little drama this morning. It was very tense. I sat down at the table. Megan would, I knew I was in trouble because Megan didn't show up to Doug's last night. So Megan could barely look at me. I said, are we good? She's like, we're not good. And this was in front of you guys.
Sorry.
I said, should we...
I didn't notice, by the way.
Should we, oh, you didn't?
I was busy showing you rugs. Mm. I mean, I don't know what I was. Allie's
it
like,
was
you're
tense.
Completely
like,
so
Mom, oy.
She's like, I'm showing you rugs. She's like, do you see what's going on? When you walk down, do you see what's going on?
The tension
There's
in the
fight.
Room.
There's a fight.
So where I fucked up is, I mean, I like making fun of Megan's Instagram. And I made fun of her Instagram yesterday, but it was thoughtless of me because I know what she's going through, so it was not the best time.
And by the way, you guys, I am so self-deprecating. I make fun of my own Instagram posts, like the drunken on the boat with my boyfriend kissing and lip syncing. I make fun of myself. I am, when you make fun of me, it makes me laugh. It really is. It tickles my funny bone. This was insensitive and it was really poor timing.
Do you think you felt, did you know it was insensitive when you did it?
No.
I think he did.
No, I did not.
Okay.
He did.
So,
I
right,
did
so
not.
That,
I know.
That,
we hashed
no,
this out
no,
on
no,
the curb.
No, I know that. So,
but,
no, so
yeah.
that to me, like being on the outside, mm-hmm. is the important thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was insensitive, but I don't think he doesn't. He
it wasn't,
didn't
it wasn't
time,
malicious.
Now he knows it.
Right.
Now he knows it.
So yeah. Yesterday I thought it was ill-intended. Like, I think he was lashing out at me for a certain reason. He explained to me on the curb outside of coffee that it wasn't, that he was just doing his normal shtick,
that's
which
what
is
I'm
making
saying.
Fun of me.
So,
but he knew that it was the wrong time and the wrong moment.
Well, I know that.
That
now.
But I think you probably knew it after you did it.
Well, here's the thing. My family.
I don't think you did it going in. It's not his nature.
Mm-hmm. My family, like, you have to understand too, like,
yeah.
we joke. We constantly make joke in light of dark situations.
No,
right.
No, but,
that's how we cope.
Do. No, but you said you're self-deprecating. So there's
I
like,
am.
So he doesn't know the line. Like, if you never did that, it would be an easier line to know the difference. So maybe he just is used to doing it.
I am used
That's
to
That's what
doing
he told
it.
Me
and
outside.
And
yes.
then he delivered it. And I didn't listen to that. He delivered it. And as soon as it came out of his mouth, his brain said, oh, shit.
I didn't know. Honestly, until today.
Why? Oh, until today.
When
right.
she's
I explained
like,
it to
I'm
him.
Really upset. And this is why. Yeah. And I said, oh, shit. You're right. I'm wrong.
Look how lucky you are that you have a friendship. Because I've had a friendship where,
yeah.
you know, I always say you don't know you're really friends till you get past your first big fight. Hopefully you don't have one.
Well, then Jeff and I are best friends.
That's my point.
We've had a few.
because you can fight and make up.
Yes, we do fight and make up.
And I love that.
Yeah.
I do. Because that's the hardest thing in my life. I've had fights with people and they don't want to resolve it with me. And I know obviously they weren't a friend, but that's the most painful thing is to, you know, end a friendship because and not resolve something.
I admit that I'm totally at fault. And I actually told you, because I know you're mad at everybody. You're mad at Shane, you're mad at Alyssa, and you're mad at Jameson, and you're
Doug.
Mad at Doug.
Yeah, I'm mad
I
at all y'all.
Caused it all. And I was the one that should have known that that wasn't the right
but
time.
But they all jumped on board.
But they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know the situation. I knew the situation.
Right.
So basically,
there's a public apology coming right now, right?
This is another one.
Well, but can we say like very, very like you're having co-parent issues?
Yes, I am.
Really bad co-parent issues. That is something I can relate to.
That's right.
And it's something that I should have been aware of yesterday when I did it. So, but can I tell you where you made me feel really bad?
When? What did I say?
And this was really good.
Okay, what did I say?
You're like, all these people that have come in and out of your life, I chose you. I have stuck by your side. I was
the
like,
guilt.
You know what I said?
Like,
I said, I chose you. Over 12 years, all these people have left you. I chose you. You didn't choose me yesterday. That's what I said to him.
I mean, that was good.
Good
I mean,
one.
That was
it's
really
a zinger.
Fucking good.
Yeah. But yeah. I do love you, and that's why we had to hash it out.
But you also have to know loving Jeff comes with...
Oh, I know.
Comes with him sometimes saying things that
yes.
aren't nice because
yeah.
it's his nature to be quirky. And he's
and
like
I'm
a
fine
comedian.
With that. 99.9% of the time, I'm fine with that.
It's not always a good
not
joke.
Not yesterday.
Right.
I know. I got
I mean, it was,
all. I got
it.
It
was a good joke. It just was bad timing.
Bad
it was very bad timing.
On another day,
when
might
could
have
I have joked
over.
About that? Like next week?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. So I should
so
have,
make
yeah.
a note on your calendar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway,
but can
done.
you let all of these people off
the hook
please? Because
yes.
it really
you.
Is my fault.
I know. Sorry. It just hurt my feelings that you guys all jumped on board and it felt like a bully fest.
They didn't know what you were going through. I did.
Right.
So you understand? Like you have to let
By
you-
the way, that's in psychiatry or whatever. That's called the group. The mob mentality.
That's what it felt like. It was a mob. It was a mob, Jill. It was a mob.
Individually, mm-hmm. none of them probably would have, But when they, when all
they
of
followed
it,
his lead,
they followed his lead.
I get it.
So individually, they would never. But that's the mob thing, and they teach you that about kids in school and that mob mentality. And
so
they gang up on you.
Yeah.
Shane and I are pretty close. You know, we work together pretty closely. We live together. We never really leave each other's side.
But you've never dated.
No, it's not like that. No.
Just want to clarify for anyone listening.
Don't make it weird, Mom. But yesterday, I was in a little bit of a crabby mood, and I was sitting outside. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this? And he walked up to me, and he's like, he's looking at my skin, and he's like, do you have a dermatologist?
Oh.
I need to make you an appointment. And I was like, no, why? Do you remember what you said?
Yeah.
You're like, I mean,
I want to know, did Monroe put you up to that?
No.
No?
But it's so funny.
Because I could see Monroe doing that.
But he was so funny because I was like, no, why? He's like, I mean, you have beautiful skin. I just want to show them how great it is.
Wait, what?
I was like, you have great skin. I just want to like show them how nice your skin is.
The dermatologist.
He was trying to spin it around.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What were you worried about?
What were you worried about?
Because he was...
I have some sun damage.
It was really red and he has that
weird
thing. Have you looked in the mirror today, Shane? You are on fire.
Red.
You know, Asian glow.
He has an Asian glow.
No, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. No. You have red here. Did you
had Asian glow at Chaconis.
No, if I sleep for like less than 6 hours, I get so red right here.
Oh,
puffy.
That's not sun damage.
No,
that's not from the sun.
It's just from sleep.
It's just the I'm Asian glow, Jill.
Maybe you need a dermatologist.
Maybe.
I do. I know I do.
You guys should go together.
Can we go together, please.
Group rate.
But do you know the other night you had Asian glow?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is, Jill?
No, I never heard of it.
Yeah.
It's like a thing where it's. Asian people stereotypically get really
Alyssa
red
shaking her head. She gets
from drinking
this.
Alcohol.
I never heard of that.
It's a real biological thing, Alyssa. And
really?
It's also a medical term, by the way.
Yeah, but someone DM'd me and said that they
that
only
name.
Get it from gin.
Yeah, they should
gin,
change it.
From gin, not, oh. And I just switched to vodka. And so I did, and I've been fine, but I had gin 2 nights ago at Chaconis, and I got so red all over my chest and my face.
You're allergic to
gin.
Let's get a dermatologist.
I guarantee they're going
to
change that name.
By the way, Allie thinks I have something here. Allie noticed a birthmark here. She wants me to go get checked.
Can we all go together?
We could all go together. But it's true. Like, if you have any marks on your face that look like they're changing, and that's good for you to observe. So if you see something on Jeff's face...
I just stare at him all day.
I know. But if you see, like, a brown turning a different color or whatever, you do need to go with
you
need a personal assistant that can find...
You
Shane,
need a mole
when we get
check.
Home, what? I want you to check my moles.
Okay.
You need a mole. They actually have doctors called Mohs specialists. M-O. Mohs
specialists. Well, you missed a good time last night, Megan.
Well,
like,
was she invited?
Of course I was.
Yeah, she didn't go, though.
Yeah.
She didn't go. She made quite a statement last night by not showing up.
And that was the statement?
That's when I knew I was in trouble. That's when I knew. It wasn't after I said it. It was last night when she didn't show up that I knew I was
in
trouble.
Did you call and say you weren't coming?
No.
Then you knew. Right.
Yeah. She was working on her guilt trips.
On that speech, I...
It was a good speech.
It was so good.
It was a good fucking speech.
Yeah, I knew.
He remembered it.
I felt
word for word.
Yeah, no, I feel like dog shit now. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Anyway, so we met. Doug has this friend named Georgie.
She's the best.
She's the
I
most
love her.
Interesting person.
That's when, so I had FOMO for 1 second, and that was it. It was because Georgie was there. And I was like, no one told me Georgie. I might have showed up.
Who is she?
She's the best.
She's like an actress,
fire
musician,
breather,
but she's a fire
snake
breather.
Charmer.
Oh, wow.
And her snake died, she told me.
Her snake died? Oh, that's terrible.
Airport fire. She was, I've never heard of that.
A what?
Airport fire.
In the airport cargo?
Yeah, there was a fire in the snake.
She's gorgeous. She's British. She's beautiful.
Six
She's
year old
funny.
Snake. She how slept with it.
Her best friend.
How did
it was her
you,
best friend.
How did you meet her?
Through Doug.
Through Doug.
How did Doug meet her?
Don't know.
You want to remember? Oh, no. I know how we met.
How?
Because she was a huge fan of Friends.
Yes.
And she walked up to him and she said, oh, my God, are you the librarian on Friends or something
like
that?
Right.
He was
so
right.
Doug was like, we are now best friends.
Yeah. He clung on to that one.
He sure did.
Uh-huh. That's pretty impressive.
No, she's amazing. So that was the only thing that I missed out on was that I wanted to see her.
Okay, so let me tell you. She used to do a show, I guess, with her snake.
Yeah.
And she's very close with the snake. It was like Bossy, right? Your dog. She took
who's snoring right now.
Right.
Yeah.
She would sleep with the snake. And he's like his huge boa constrictor. I know it creeps me out a little bit.
A little creepy.
Yeah.
A little dangerous.
And people were making fun of me last night because I was asking apparently stupid questions like, oh, do you bathe it? Or what do you, like.
They're not stupid.
That's an interesting question.
If it's in your bed, you should bathe it.
Yeah.
Well, people were saying I was asking, you were there.
Yeah, well, I got a really interesting piece of information. Her and I were having a one-on-one and I was like, stop the party, turn to Jeff Lewis and give him this information. What was it? Which was that she lost her
virginity to a deaf guy and dated an amputee. Stop.
Separately.
But yeah. She didn't know. This is so insane. She was friends with this guy first before they started having sex.
5 years.
5 years. She never knew he had a fake leg.
What?
How self-involved are you? That you don't know at 5 years your best friend has a fake fucking leg? She's like, I don't know. He always wore jeans. I never saw it.
You know, I got to tell you, Aviva, on Housewives of New York.
Yeah.
They have prosthetics. I don't know how to say it.
Prosthetics.
Prosthetics. The shoe and the foot and the whole thing, you cannot tell the difference.
I saw her in her high heel. She has a high heel leg. She's got a sneaker.
How do you not know?
You can't tell the difference. He's wearing a sneaker. He's not wearing even a high heel.
But I said, Georgie, there has got to be some sort of indication. And remember, she was
saying, why wouldn't he tell her?
He would make jokes about, because he's an actor also. Like, oh, they want an audition to One-Legged Guy or whatever. And she's just
she didn't pick up on it.
She didn't
never.
Get it.
She didn't get it.
She was like, you're so funny.
But if you're such good friends, how does she not know how he lost his leg? Like, isn't that a story you kind of tell someone throughout your friendship? Of that's a pretty dramatic thing.
We asked.
Gangrene.
Right. Gangrene.
From what?
See, she didn't exactly know. We had the same question.
Maybe she is self-involved.
She's so pretty.
Gangrene.
He lost it at 16. She said.
Wow.
Oh, so I hired her, by the way.
Oh.
Not. She can't obviously perform with the snake.
For fire breathing?
Are you bringing her on the boat?
Is she coming to Vegas? What would you hire her for?
I'm gonna tell you in a second.
And but, I want to know why we weren't invited last night.
And by the way, I thought about it.
I would have come.
I thought about it last night. I know.
And I would have brought Lisa with me.
Yeah. To Doug's house. Can you imagine? Yeah.
Next time.
The best part, too, is that Doug, okay, so he has this big garden, right? He's got all these tomatoes. So Jim Thompson was there, our boss. And then who else was there? Oh, and then Georgie and myself. And were you
there, Brandy too? And Julie.
So Doug, this was early on.
Okay.
Unsolicited, Doug goes into his garden and starts, like, explaining tomatoes. And no one asked. No one fucking asked. No one cares. And thank God, because Jim and I were laughing, a helicopter started hovering over the house.
He couldn't hear.
So I just could not hear him. And then the helicopter.
Jeff's like, keep going. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
So interesting.
So Jim was sitting right next to me. And I'm like, oh, thank God for that helicopter. And then when the helicopter went away, we could hear him start talking about the tomatoes again. I'm like, call fucking 911.
We need another helicopter.
We need another helicopter.
You are so funny. Jameson's picnic, Doug. I met Doug at his house, and he took me around.
No!
And I saw all the tomatoes.
By the way, I love
those
garden.
Tomatoes.
I
yeah,
a garden
same.
Too.
Same.
So she would
did
be
he
the
show
one
you the black tomatoes?
I would listen to everything.
The early girl.
He's so inclusive with tomatoes.
So what did you hire Georgie for?
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's a fire breather.
Yes.
And she has this whole, do you have the 212 song? She to 212.
I don't, okay.
It's okay,
my
this
favorite
is the song.
Of all time.
She has like fire in this on sticks, and then she like puts them underneath, you know, like.
Wow.
Under,
how did she learn how to do that?
I have no idea. Then she actually breathes in the fuel, right? She puts the fuel in her mouth.
She's
and then she spits out the fuel, and it's like this big, I'm like.
So dangerous.
So I hired her. I said, well, how much to come to my house and breathe fire? And? She said, 400. I said, I'll give you five. And
I would have said five too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give her 500. And I think Monroe would love it. And she's going to go out by the pool in case, because I feel like, can we do it in front of the pool?
Can I tell you that your intro song is my favorite song? What is the name of that song?
Petty Ass Bitch.
P-E-D-I.
Every time I hear it, I know it's your show. It's like literally your show. I get so excited and I love that song. I just wanted to share that.
Maybe she can do it to the Petty Ass Bitch song.
Yeah.
No, because I don't want
to. No, I like the 212.
So okay. I worry because if she were to catch herself on fire, I said, maybe you stand by the pool.
Make sure you have a fire extinguisher nearby.
I didn't think about that, Jill.
I'm serious.
You're absolutely right.
She said she does it a lot less in America because people are quick to sue for liability.
So I have, so I have to talk to my attorney first because I want to make sure that if she burns herself or someone else, I don't want to get sued or burns the house down. I mean, it is
a
rental.
It's a rental. The question is, will you be responsible? You will definitely get sued.
Right.
If anything bad happens.
Ugh. Like if she burns herself, will I get sued? She said she has liability insurance.
Yeah,
I need to be indemnified. I have to be indemnified.
If she lights herself on your property outside, it's hard to believe you did. There's any liability of you except the fact that you own the house.
I don't own the
lease
house.
It.
It's a rental.
Even better. So.
So they'll sue my landlord.
The problem would be is if she lit up and your house went on fire.
Right. We don't want that.
That's why you put her by the pool.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. You throw her right in the pool.
That's what I thought. Honestly.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound, callous or whatever, but if she does catch herself on fire, I want to just push her in the pool.
Can we do it somewhere else instead of your house?
Well, I was thinking because on the 29th,
let's do it at Gage's
I'm
house.
Having people over that Sunday.
Oh, Memorial
Day. Can we do it at Gage's house? Sorry, Gage, if you're listening.
Are you and Ben
I'm just
coming
kidding.
On the 29th? Are you still going to be mad at me then?
No, I think I'll be over it by then.
Okay,
but
so,
yes, we would love to come.
But here's the thing with Georgie. So I want it to be like a late afternoon, early evening. I don't want this to go on till 8 o'clock at night.
No.
She's saying it's best to do
the night. Because then you see the fire.
So it might have to be a different party because I don't want
so.
That party
you're
to go to 8.
You're never going to have people over at night.
You know where you should do it? On the beach in like Santa Monica. Right by
or St. Bart's.
Oh, wait for the snake. Wait for the new snake to come.
She's really upset. She started tearing up about the snake. And by the way, have you ever heard of an airport fire?
Never heard of an airport fire.
Her snake died in an airport fire.
And what
mean?
Airport?
Was it London? I think it was London.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
It was Heathrow.
Yes, it was because she was going to bring him here for the first time.
Oh, did other animals die?
I don't know. I didn't
what
ask.
What happened?
I get
Should
really
Google
upset.
This?
Like, if
I
you
get
watch
upset
movies,
when
I watch movies, like, I don't care if people die.
Right.
Kids, yes. Animals, even
Do you
worse.
Know,
I lose my shit when animals
not
get killed.
Not to go there, but like Ukraine, not that we're talking about, but, you know, I really think about the animals, the innocents, mm-hmm. all the animals that were left behind that people couldn't take.
It's terrible.
Terrible.
Oh, God, Joe.
You know, Lisa
Vanderpump.
Lisa
really
Van- no, Lisa
thank
Vanderpump
you,
is working with people over there to
That's
try to
good.
Help.
Well,
She's
you.
So amazing with animals. But anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Joe.
Oh, sorry.
How do you know Julia Hart?
Oh, this is such a great story. I reached out to Julia when she got the show on DM, and we made a date to meet. And the day was, it was a bad day for me, and I had to cancel at 3 o'clock. And I was going to Florida. It was Christmas. We were going to catch up in 2-3 weeks. I'm at the airport. I was flying on this private airline called, doesn't I forgot, matter. Whatever, it doesn't matter. And I go to the airport. It's like a private airport, and we're all wearing masks. And the pilot has the few, you know, it's like 8 people on the plane. To come up to board.
It's like Uber for jets, basically.
And I see someone who looks like her because she's tiny and so skinny,
skinny,
wearing a mask. And I said, are you Julia Hart? And she takes her mask down. And she goes, yes. I said, I'm Jill Zarin. We were supposed to have dinner yesterday. And I canceled on you. So we sat together on the plane for 3 hours. And by the time we were done, we're like sister wives.
Oh.
And we've been really close since.
Lisa Rinna and I, that's how we became friends.
How?
I boarded a flight to L.A. from New York, and she was next to Brendan Fraser.
Wow.
Oh, I love
and
him.
And Brendan, she chose me over Brendan, because I started talking, and she's like, oh, and Brendan Fraser's manager was next to me.
So you switched.
So we switched.
I love it.
And that was a big fucking regret of theirs, because Lisa and I talked for 5.5
and they
hours
listened.
Straight. Never shut up. Never shut up.
I love Lisa.
That entire plane was like, get these fucking two narcissists off this plane.
She has my rugs. She loves the rugs outside.
She's an outdoor Dubai rug.
Yes, she does. Mm-hmm. And she just ordered 2 more.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you're offering a discount to my listeners, right?
Always.
Okay.
Allie, would you like to share?
Jeff15, JillZarin.com, and JillAndAllie.com.
I'm assuming it's 15%
off? 15%
off.
15% off.
Don't want to assume.
So smart.
Yeah.
15% off.
Okay. I'm really good with math.
We have furniture that's, you know, do-it-yourself furniture all around, you know, $200 to $400.
That's amazing.
Comes to your house. You have to put it together, but you can hire a guy for $60 and he'll put it together for you, so don't stress.
Oh, $60. Okay. Just, okay.
It's
just
about
a
guy anywhere.
Someone. What's it called?
Maybe the trash guy.
What's that called?
Okay, I'll just hire someone
for $60.
TaskRabbit or any of that. That's what I mean.
Okay.
TaskRabbit.
But the rugs, you can do yourself. The rugs.
Oh, the rugs. Right, the rugs. And a little trick to rugs, if you want to know, you know, you buy two-sided tape or Velcro.
To the edges?
Right, for the edges. And you put, it's like a Velcro thing. So you put one on the floor, one on your rug, and it snaps together. And that's the best way to keep your rug down.
You don't need it. They're pretty flat.
Of course you do.
Sometimes they roll up at the edges.
Isn't that a great idea?
I take coffee table books.
That's what I do.
And I put them on the ends, and I leave them there for days.
That's what I do.
But if you really want it to not move,
just
do
Velcro.
But do the Velcro, not
double-sided.
The two-sided tape. So
right.
It really has a claw.
That's a great tip.
I also mentioned that our co-host, Andrew Freund, he is on the Today Show on Monday. Make sure to check him out. He's live in the Hoda and Jenna hour.
Exciting.
Wow. Yeah.
He's
excited for him.
He interviewed Tom Cruise yesterday.
You're kidding.
God, no. He's good.
That Andrew, yeah. He is just, we're
he's
so lucky
Fuego.
To have
what?
Him here.
Where is
he's
Tom
he's
Cruise
so
these days.
Up and coming.
They were in San Diego.
Wow.
Someone sent me a picture of him. He's like 60.
He looks great.
So good. We got to get a hold of the surgeons.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Andrew should have asked him that question.
We just had a tragedy.
We did.
Bossy fell off Jill's lap and fell
onto the
on the floor.
Is Bossy
tumbled.
Okay?
Yeah, she's okay. She fell asleep, literally limp.
Can you imagine waking up like that?
And she rolled off my lap.
She just fell on the floor.
She just rolled right off. Poor Bossy.
The last time this happened was at Patty Stanger's house, and she fell off the bed.
Oh,
and
no.
Hurt her paw very badly.
Well, she jumped, I think. That was
well, she's awake now.
She's awake.
Yeah, she's awake. Poor thing. Now, did you see Patty since you've been here?
No.
Are you going to?
I may not have time. I might see her tonight. We have plans to go out tonight. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Will you please tell her I said hello?
I will.
Of course.
You know,
okay.
We love Patty.
Also want to mention, if you go to hideawaylow.com, all of our favorite wines are there. You can use code Jeff25.
Yes.
Megan and I are putting together a wine bundle.
We're going to be offering
it next week. But right now, if you want to just shop over the weekend, you want to buy like one-offs or a couple bottles, just go to hideawaylow.com, Jeff25. Megan and I, we both had the same wine last night.
We did. And I think I have blueberry teeth still.
No, I could smell it on you, by the way.
God. And I brushed my teeth. We had the last, my pores.
We had the last call.
The last
which
call
is
my
a,
favorite.
It's a big cab. I love it. I think that's my favorite bottle they make.
Full body cab.
Yep.
Like me.
Yeah. So you will tell Patty I said hi. Good.
I promise.
We're going to take calls. Lola in Idaho. Good morning.
Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So I wanted to set you straight a little bit on the whole trash pickup thing.
Yeah, set me straight.
So I have a similar... I will. I have a similar profession. I'm a mail carrier,
okay.
And I am a rural carrier, and I deliver from my vehicle.
Yep.
So you're not the only person that they have to pick up trash for.
Okay.
So let's say they have 2,000 delivery or pickups that they have to do with the trash. If 10% of those are blocked in any way, if you have to get out and off your lazy ass and get the trash yourself, that adds a minute per. So
yeah.
200 extra minutes a day is 3.5 hours plus to their day that they don't have. So, yeah, he could have handled it better and been nice. When that happens to me on my mail route, I just tell everybody, hey, you're grounded. Let's don't do it again. We all laugh. And they don't do it again.
I just think it would be easier if there was like a post-it, like please space out your... I mean, he wasted 10 to 12 minutes honking at me in the 1 minute he could have. But you know what? I know now. I'm never going to do it again. I was pushing them close together because I wanted parking for my neighbors, but I will spread them out. Did he tell you how... What kind of
distance
he wants?
No, just he needs to get the claw around.
Right,
okay.
Just the claw.
But I hear what you're saying, Lola. Thank you for setting me straight. Okay, did she just hang up?
All
right, love you, Lola. So I did want to mention one more time for the listeners, if you go to jillzarin.com, use code Jeff15, it's 15% off everything, correct?
Everything.
I strongly, strongly recommend you check out the rugs. Those are my absolute favorite.
What people who don't know my rugs don't know is that they're stain-proof.
Oh,
so
yeah. They're kid-proof, dog-proof, everything-proof.
Right. So
yeah.
If you have a dog or kids, you never
or
have
you're
to
a messy
worry.
Drunk,
right.
Spilling red wine,
wine
everywhere.
Will
shout out
come
drunk.
Out. Red wine will come out.
Oh, shit. Have you been asked to go back to Real Housewives of New York Legacy?
No,
not yet.
Nope.
But they should.
They should.
They're fucking stupid if they don't.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that, but
yeah.
If they do the show,
they make
they
bad
should.
Mistakes once in a while.
All right.
All right. Anyway, hopefully they'll you know hire you back. They need to. Love you, Jill.
I love
all right,
you, Jill.
We'll be back on. Oh, Happy Mother's Day, everybody!
Yeah, happy,
happy
Mother's
Day.
Day. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday with Todd Lewis and Monica Casey.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.